Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
We got your emails. We got your voicemails. Web crawlers,
Hello and welcome to Web Crawlers Mailbag episode. This is where we play your voicemails. I'm Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
Should we get into our amazing voicemails from our amazing listeners?
Yes. We did get a Patreon message from Anna.
Ooh.
Who says, can we please get an Ill Mockage update from Allie? I'm dying to know the verdict.
Guys, they don't work. It's a scam.
It's a scam.
Maybe it works for other people, but it does not work for me. And I don't know how those videos, how they get the videos of the celebs putting the foundation on and then it's like perfect in their exact skin tone.
It's weird.
I don't understand it. Yeah, none of it worked for me. Sorry. Waste-o money.
Okay, we got some voicemails.
Hey, Allie. Hey, Melissa. Hey, everyone else. Carson City, Brittany Bitch.
Hello.
I just wanted to call. I listened to one of the mailbags from a couple weeks ago, or last week, I don't know. And I think it was Dina from Toronto.
Dina?
I'm so sorry to hear that you're going through that with your mom, the Alzheimer's. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that you're going through that. And just sending you some love. And,
sweet.
Yeah, I hope... hope you are able to take care of yourselves, and you and your family are just able to take care of each other. Yeah, so lots of love for you. Becky, you're genuine. Don't worry. You're super genuine.
Oh, yeah.
We all love you.
That was funny.
And then Mikey, you're getting your tonsils removed. And
oh my God, you guys are so thoughtful.
But I hope that goes well, and I hope your recovery is quick. Yeah, but I just want to say I love you all. And B, my puppy girl, she started doggy daycare yesterday. So she's going to be doing that a couple times a week. And so I can get some work done at home, and Max, the old man, and Gracie, the old kitty, they can get some sleep in, because they just like to sleep during the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I love you guys. Okay. Bye.
Wow.
Puppy, you guys are so nice. I need to send my dogs to daycare a few times this week. Dolly loves it. Asher always looks traumatized.
He doesn't like it?
I don't know if he doesn't like it or if he's just unphotogenic.
Yeah, he just looks worried all the time.
Yeah, he does. Look, like Dolly always looks like she's having the time of her life.
Yeah, and Dolly looks like...
Yeah, but also I think Dolly has some brain cells missing because she always looks...
Dolly's, you know,
Dolly rides a special bus to school.
She's happy. She's yeah. very happy.
She's all vibes. Asher
she's
is
all
just,
vibes. Yeah. Asher's like, you idiot. You think we're yeah. here. They just left us
Asher's
here.
Asher's like very Larry David and Dolly's yeah. just.
Like, well, she left us here. She's never going to pick us up again. Yeah. Dolly's like, that's crazy. Bob's coming back. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Do a buddy movie with those two dogs.
Seriously.
Hey,
this is City Brittany, bitch. So I'm listening to the latest mailbag now. I was a couple behind him. Maggie from Chicago?
Yes.
Called it. Yes, flash forward. That's what it was. My God. Thank you.
Yes,
I just wanted to say thank you for that.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Love you guys. Love you, Maggie. Okay, bye.
Solving mysteries.
Yeah, one Torkelson's at a time.
One Torkelson at a time.
Hi, guys. This sounds so insane. This is Mikey.
Mikey!
I'm calling back.
Oh, tonsils. Oh, right.
My surgery was 1 week ago today. I have to talk really quiet and okay. my voice sounds so
that's what's going on.
Heard my message on the voicemail and wanted to thank you guys so much for the support.
You're welcome. Need some painkillers too?
I'm cracking myself up because I sound insane.
You only sound
a little
insane.
I just started to be able yeah. to talk again a little bit, like 2 days ago. That. Sorry, there's a motorcycle driving by.
you don't have to talk.
But my voice yeah. is getting stronger every day. Hearing that you guys both still have your tonsils.
Uh-huh.
Just I really hope you never have to have this fucking surgery.
Me too.
Because it is terrible.
Oh, no. Sorry.
And no, I didn't have a balloon sinuplasty. They actually went in there, and I think it's called, like, a nasal turbinate. One of the ways that it was described to me is, like, they, like, liposuction the inside of your nostril.
Liposuction
like way, way up high and like into your sinuses a little bit. So that sounds insane. and I have bloody nose for a couple days afterwards.
Oh no.
That happened to me too with my sinusplasty.
Yikes.
I'm cracking myself up with my voice.
Yeah, you do sound a little.
Feeling good to talk because I haven't been able to talk.
You should put your
for a week.
Use
and
a
it's been driving
yeah,
computer voice.
Fucking insane. I have two daughters. One
a daughter?
Is almost two. And
oh.
one is almost five.
Wow.
And, oh wait, there's a part two. Wait, Mikey has a daughter who's almost. Two
oh, yeah, remember she gets some presents when she...
It's Mikey again.
Hi.
I was saying, I have two daughters. One is almost two, mm-hmm. and one is almost five. I have the most amazing husband who's
aww,
been...
that's nice.
...taking care of us through this whole thing. Not being able to talk to my kids. It's been crazy because I'm their mom.
Yeah.
And I found an app that, like, been using this, like, robot voice.
Oh, yeah.
Him.
Hello,
and
kids.
So,
how are you doing?
Like, funny to me. It was just like, imagine you're, like, a 2 or 5 year old. And your mom is, like, using, like, a robot voice on
no,
her
that'd be
phone
terrifying.
To tell you to do things.
Go brush your teeth.
Go wash the dishes.
I don't have the energy right now to, like, pull it up and, like, show you guys, but it's fucking hilarious.
Did you write things down or something?
I have anxiety disorder, too. Probably because I have to have so many fucking surgeries all the time.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
I got put on a forced medication.
A medication?
Because I had an anxiety attack the other day because can't fucking talk. And so when I get really anxious, I can't text on my phone to try to talk, to communicate.
Right.
I've filled up an entire notebook of, like, writing down what I want to say, because this is the best my voice has been in a week.
Well, I'm glad you're wasting it on us.
Like, bad. Hold on, I have to drink. Sorry.
Oh, no. You need some ice water.
Yeah, popsicle.
Yeah, popsicles.
Some broth, some bone broth.
Oh, yeah.
I had an anxiety attack a couple days ago.
Oh, no.
My nose started bleeding.
Oh, no. Okay, there's one more part.
That sounds horrible.
Nosebleed and anxiety attack?
No. Yeah, God.
Okay, just kidding. It's Nike again. I can't believe I'm making you guys listen to, like, more than 6 minutes of my voice like this. Sorry, everybody.
It's good practice.
I had a bad anxiety attack, and my nose started to bleed out of both sides, and I started coughing up blood.
Both sides?
Coughing up blood?
I had to get on another anxiety medication just to try to, like,
that can happen because of anxiety?
I'm crying. Because I'm usually a very emotional person.
Well, she just had that surgery.
That must
too,
be from the surgery, pain. Right? Okay.
I hope so. When, like, recovering from this, because it, like, fucks me up. I get, like, my nose starts to bleed when I cry.
Oh, no.
When I have that anxiety attack, my nose was bleeding and I started coughing up blood. The day I tried to eat solid food for the first time.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
And I threw up. I'm
scared.
So that was.
Oh, no.
So I've been living on tapioca pudding.
Tapioca pudding?
Blended up soups, that I put in my blender. And, also, like, this is probably from all of the fucking pain meds I'm on, but I watch 24 hours a day, like, left the TV on, watched Guy Fieri's Grocery Games.
Guy Fieri's Grocery Games.
The first, like, 4.5 days.
I could not watch that when I couldn't eat. I'd be so pissed.
Guy Fieri show for, but, like, that was just my life.
Is that like a supermarket sweep type?
Yeah.
Putting in Guy Fieri.
That's funny.
Anyway, I love you guys so much. Thank you for the well wishes. And once my voice is stronger, I will definitely call back and talk more about just, like, my whole deal. And, la, la, la.
Oh,
the saddest.
I love you guys. Bye.
La, la, la. Wow.
God, I'm sorry for going through so much. Bad. Yeah. I cannot even imagine. Oh, because
I wonder if you could whisper.
When your throat hurts, it feels like it ruins, like, everything.
Yes.
It's the worst feeling for some reason.
Ugh.
I'm sorry.
That sucks. Well,
when I have anxiety, if I have anxiety, meditation really helps. Also, something called EFT tapping, and there's an app for it called the Tapping Solution. is really, really helpful. It can lower your cortisol levels by like 30%, I think. And it,
wow,
it might be able, you can do it in bed or whatever, and it might be able to help like relax you if you feel a panic attack coming on before you have blood shooting out your nose and your mouth. Maybe that sounds horrible. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you're going, that sounds
through
awful.
All that. My God. Yeah. Oof. Gosh.
Also, Ativan.
Sorry. Yeah.
Ativan is helping the
Papa Zanny. Yeah.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hi, web callers. Oh, my God, that was the most pathetic. Hi. Sorry, I'm losing my voice or getting sick. I'm not sure.
Everyone's voices are
clean. Yeah.
The new episode of 90 Day Single Life. And after listening to about 4 recap episodes of yours, I had to watch it.
Took the plunge.
And Chantel is incredibly difficult to watch.
Uh-huh,
especially when she's with Giannis. Mm-hmm. And she says, oh my God, I love Sparta. Is that here?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love them. Or something like that.
Yeah, she's so dumb.
It's mind-numbing.
It's so embarrassing.
You're speaking to a Grecian with a Sparta tattoo on his arm. Yeah. You'd think she'd want to sound a little less.
She doesn't get it.
No.
Insert unproblematic word here.
We know you want to say the R word.
Okay, those are my thoughts. I love you guys. I'm a fellow bimbo. I heard you on Cult Podcast and was like, I fuck with them. They're awesome.
Cult Podcast.
Yeah, keep up the 90 Day Recaps. They're awesome.
You must have done that a few years ago or something.
Cult Podcast. Oh, yeah, that was a couple of years ago. They must have replayed a date.
Yeah, she's unbearable, seriously.
Yeah, she's just really...
It's rough. It's rough.
It's rough. Next message.
Hey, Web Crawlers, how's it going? This is the guy who left the longest voicemail for you a while back.
By the way,
that was horrible to listen back to. I said, please fast forward. I just wanted to make a point. I wanted to do the longest one so no one else would try, and we'd move the competition along. Plan on all of that being heard. Didn't like it. Apologize for it. Anyway, a couple things.
For winning.
Yeah.
About the stewardess call thing. I heard a while back that they, flight attendants, would like give each other chocolates or gifts when they were flying. And I was like, oh, that's kind of sweet. Oh. It makes sense. It sucks right now being a flight attendant. So I started giving them little chocolates.
Oh,
and the
that's
very, it's just, yeah, so it's nice to do. It's been going well.
It's been going well. It's been going well so far.
And what do you get? I'm like, you don't get anything from it.
Like, yeah, of course.
So what's the point? I was like, there's not, it's just like a thank you kind of thing. And, I don't like to bother anyone when I'm flying, so I don't ask for anything. But I think it's a nice way to show appreciation. Sure. I also fly with, like, an older bag that I'm worried they're going to be like, that doesn't fit the flight requirements. So, sometimes it's just like a smooth thing with the chocolates, but not the point. The main reason I wanted to call is because I went back to the Denver airport and I've like learned all about it and studied it, and it turns out that they've like changed a lot of it. So,
a lot of the work
is gone. What was it, like the murals of the dead children and everything gone. Now it's just like really crappy iPhone photos that they've taken.
Funny.
Crops that have died, seriously, and like a couple old pale horses. So they always still hint at like apocalyptic iconography.
That's so weird.
But at the same time, they've gone away with like rubbing it in your face. It's weird. I don't like it as much. They still have the horse and like the Freemason stuff, but all the old artwork is gone and like leaning into it and having fun with it is gone. So maybe that's more of a conspiracy theory. Look into that. Anyway, I took some photos, but it's just stupid what they have up there now. It's ridiculous that they took those photos and blew them up. They're poor quality. It's a joke. I'm not going to get cut off. I'll see you guys later, but that's the gist of it. Yeah, and gifts, dude, it's just gifts. So you have just a little like, thing of chocolates or candy or whatever, donut, maybe not donuts, but like sealed safe candy. I don't know. Okay, goodbye.
Yeah.
Okay, goodbye. Wow, another gift flight attendant gift giver. Interesting.
All right, I'll do it.
I forgot to leave her name. It is Mia, and I live also in LA and cannot recognize anywhere that Natalie goes to.
Yeah.
Love you guys again. Bye.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, where does Natalie go? Where does she hang out?
She was at a farmer's market last week, and I'm like, on the show, and I said, what farmer's market is this?
It's like weird no man's land between LA and Long Beach.
Yeah, it must be like some weird Long Beach farmer's market. Not that Long Beach is weird, but it's just random. That's funny.
Hey, ladies. It's Becky from Indianapolis.
Hi.
I'm confused with Becky from England, obviously. No, but I've called in a few times before, but whatever. Anyway, I was listening to the episode about Princess Kate's scandal. And just wanted to add that the reason they had to post this picture of Kate with the kids was because March is when Mother's Day is in the UK.
Right.
Oh, right.
So that's the, like, official Mother's Day photo released by,
weird.
I don't know if I had anything else to say about that. But I wanted to make sure. Oh, also, they're like, oh, here's Kate. She's fine. Here she is with the children. Mumsy, we have your... I can't do a British accent, but anyway.
Mumsy.
I wanted to give you guys that little tidbit of information, but I'm sure by the time you play this on Mailbag, much more will unfold, and we will all be frantically typing things into our Googles and searching and doing our own sleuthing and detective work. All right. Keep up the good work. Bye. Godspeed.
Mumsy.
I didn't think about that's why it was Mother's Day.
Right. That was last or two weekends ago?
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. Well, when did Easter is in?
It's the 31st or something. The 30th or the 31st.
2 weeks.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. We're on Kate watch.
What
if she just comes out in waves and goes back in her house?
Just like everything's normal.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think something weird's going to happen. I don't know. I
don't know. It's so weird.
It's creepy.
Okay. Last voicemail of...
Wow, time flies.
...the day.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Angelica.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Allie. Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
I'm calling because I saw a really
silly horror movie from the 90s, and I just wanted to tell you guys, it's really great. I thought it was great. And also, happy birthday, Allie!
Oh, thank you!
I want to wish you a happy birthday. I hope it was really fun, and you loved your day, and it was full of love and laughter. Love and laughter. I hope you had a great day.
Love and laughter.
Thank you.
Okay, so the movie I saw yesterday, it was called Fear.
Fear. And oh, where Reese Witherspoon gets finger banged?
Yeah. We were like thinking, like, why is it called Fear? So I was like, you know what? Maybe. Oh, so it's about Reese Witherspoon. She's like super young.
Oh, yes.
Young Reese, and also super young Mark Wahlberg.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a famous movie.
Yeah.
The way he talks is funny, and I feel like, I don't know, it's just, he talks like a baby. He hardly talks in this movie.
It's funny.
But when he does talk, it's pretty funny.
I still have never seen it somehow.
He's a psycho in this movie. But basically,
yeah,
he's like this mysterious older man who, if you just Google the trailers, honestly, they show you the whole movie in like 2 minutes. Yeah. But it was really fun. But yeah, anyway, so Reese is like this young high school girl. She's interested in Mark Wahlberg. And he lies to her because he's like an orphan, didn't have like a great childhood, and he's like kind of a little crazy. But she finds that out like after they're like dating and stuff. And anyway, so he becomes obsessed with her, and the whole time we're thinking like, what is his motivation? Like, is he using her to like get to her family or something? So I was like, maybe the movie is called Fear because she learns to fear him. I don't know. It was just a movie we were watching. Like, what is he trying to do? Like, what is the thought process behind him being so psycho? But it was really fun. The ending, the last 20 minutes is just bonkers. I was like, oh my God, I don't know if I can finish this because I don't know if Reese is going to live. But it's like cute, funny. I mean, not cute. It's like silly because everything looks so fake when like people die and stuff. But it's like, yeah, I don't know. It was just fun. It was like, you're reminding your Blowout, which I mentioned before with also young John Travolta. But it's like it was a fun watch. So I can do like thrillers, but they have to look fake and old for me to actually get through it.
That's
so
funny.
It was fun. So that's it. That's all I wanted to say. And happy birthday. Okay, bye.
Yeah, Fear is, you've never seen Fear?
No, because I feel like I've like seen every clip online. So I'm right. Like, I don't know, but I need to watch it at some point. But yeah, I mean, I've always heard about it.
The roller coaster finger bang scene.
Fingers are
like,
on like a Ferris wheel, right?
Oh yeah, the Ferris wheel.
Yeah, finger bangs are on a Ferris wheel. See, I know it.
Yeah. It's the finger bang, Ferris wheel.
I know the most important scene.
Yeah. That's pretty much, I don't really remember anything else. Other than he's a crazy, or he carves her name into his chest.
Oh, God.
Like Nicole forever. Or he puts EVA forever.
Oh, boy. That sounds
Nicole
good.
Forever, because he's got like a Boston accent.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, boy. He has like a Christianity app now.
Oh, right.
Like, I think he went the Jeremy Renner route and like did some sort of weird.
He loves God.
Jesus loves washing
feet.
Remember
that show, that reality show that he did?
Wahlburgers?
I think it was a different one that was just about like him and his like businesses.
Weird.
What was it called? I don't know. We watched a couple
like
episodes of it.
Not a good guy. Like he like beat a guy until he was blind in
There's a lot of bad stuff about him.
Yeah,
come
maybe
out.
He's like born again or something. I don't know, but
who knows?
Those Boston boys.
Those Boston boys.
Anyways, guys, that's it for today. Please keep calling in. Love to all of you who are going through stuff right now. And I know our whole community sends everyone love and healing for everyone who are dozens of listeners who seem to be having surgeries right now.
Yeah. Surgery season.
Yeah, it's surgery season. All right, guys, I'm Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.